the Summerhill Gang. Welcome in, my friends. It's so good to have you back for another episode of the Summerhill Shuffle podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, and I'm looking forward to sharing some new music with you. I'm a little behind schedule with getting this new episode published. I've been quite busy around here. You know how things get. But it's good to get another show completed, and the plan is to release more content in the next few weeks. As always, I appreciate so much that you continue to follow and listen. If you like what you hear, would you do me a favor and rate the podcast over on iTunes? That would be sweet. Now, are you ready for your musical journey? Let's get it started.
In 3, 2, 1.
Hey there, you're listening to episode 9 of the 2019 season. Can you believe that it's fall already? There are only 3 months left in 2019. That is so crazy to think about. Well, as the leaves start to change and the temperatures get cooler, it seems that we are getting a lot of new music released. It's really interesting to me to see how artists are releasing their music these days. Some are fully embracing the move towards streaming and are releasing singles to streaming platforms every week leading up to an album launch. Others will leak a song here and there, but they're still relying on the album as a whole. I read an article recently where Sheryl Crow said her most recent album would be her last. She isn't saying that she's retiring, but she's admitting that the days of creating albums are probably over. We are truly in the age of singles and streaming music. As a follow-up to past episodes this season, make sure to check out new releases that just came out from Rachel and Villeray and the Avett Brothers, as well as Brittany Howard and Fits in the Tantrums. Some really great albums from these artists. Also, there are great singles just released from Huey Lewis and the News, Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber, The Who, Mandy Moore, and Old Dominion. And let me know if you've been listening to some great tunes. I'm always thrilled to be introduced to new music and new artists. In this episode, you're going to hear from a Southern girl who just released her first album of new music in 12 years, a South Carolina band releasing their first new music in 14 years, and a local Southern California favorite who recently released a new album of soulful tunes. A lot of Southern going on there. Plus, we'll go undercover to introduce you once again to an interesting take on a popular song. If you want to check out more information related to this episode of the Summerhill Shuffle, you can head over to the Summerhill Gang website at www.summerhillgang.com. There you'll find videos and website links for the songs and artists played on this show. You can always leave comments on each show's entry or email me ideas at summerhillgang@gmail.com. Coming up, I've got clips from those three artists I mentioned, a deeper cut from one of those artists, and then we'll go undercover. Are you ready?
Let's get ready to rumble!
Now, the new number one song in the USA.
Our first song for this episode comes from a favorite artist of mine who has not released an album of new country music since 2007. Trisha Yearwood dropped an album called Every Girl on August 30th, 2019. I love the songs on this album, and I love hearing Miss Yearwood's voice in my earbuds. Let's take a listen to the first single. This is Every Girl in This Town.
Girl in this town felt the wind in her hair from the Ferris wheel spinning at the county fair. Looked out from the top and wondered what's out there for me. Every girl in this town's had a Friday night
ended in tears in the yellow porch light. Thinking it was love, but it was just 17. And we danced and we laughed till we all fall down. We keep kissing boys, trying to figure it out. Stretching for stars on our tiptoe hearts, trying to get our big dreams off the ground. Like every girl in this. Try to hold you down under that water. Just come up, baptize, baby. Let it make you stronger.
That was Trisha Yearwood with Every Girl in This Town off of her 14th studio album. I really like the piano that you can hear underneath that first verse of that song. Then it really builds to a nice country power ballad where Trisha can bring out her full pipes. Of this song, Trisha said recently in a Rolling Stone interview, "It's an emotional song because the lyrics remind me of that little girl who believed anything and everything was possible. It's something we all share in common, and I love being reminded it's okay to just be me." I love that sentiment. What can I say about Trisha Yearwood? She has been one of my favorite voices since her debut album back in 1991. Since then, she has a total of 14 studio albums, 8 compilation albums, 42 music videos, and 60 singles. She has been nominated 25 times for a Grammy Award, winning 3. Trisha was born and raised in Monticello, Georgia, and currently lives in Oklahoma with her husband, Garth Brooks. It's so good to hear new music from Trisha Yearwood. Next up is another favorite band of mine since their debut in 1994. Hootie and the Blowfish is the band, and they are gearing up to release their 6th studio album next month. This will be their first album of new music in 14 years. I'm really excited about this one. Let's hear a bit of the new song, Rollin'. This is Hootie and the Blowfish.
A little more play, a little more sway in my trees. on a baby rolling. Yeah, I don't wanna know where we're going, yeah.
I never thought it would happen, but here we are after a long hiatus, and we're getting new music from Hootie and the Blowfish. This is classic Hootie sound. Of course, we've got Darius Rucker's unmistakable voice. You can hear mandolin ringing out in step with the rhythm, and Mark Bryan's classic lead guitar brings it all home. Hootie and the Blowfish is Darius Rucker on lead vocals and rhythm guitar, Mark Bryan on lead guitar and backing vocals, Dean Felber on bass and backing vocals, and Jim Sonfield on drums and backing vocals. Roland is the first single off of the new album called Imperfect Circle, which is due to be released on November 1st, 2019. As I mentioned, Hootie and the Blowfish's debut album, Cracked Rear View, was released in 1994. One of the most successful debut albums ever, it went on to sell 21 million copies and ranks as the 19th best-selling album of all time in the U.S. After nearly a decade and a half of touring the world, the band went on hiatus in 2008 so that Darius could pursue a solo career in country music. That career has been highly successful, with 5 studio albums and 8 number one singles. Because of his success in country music, I never thought Hootie and the Blowfish would reunite. So I was very excited to hear that they were getting back together this year. I jumped at the chance to get tickets to a concert and saw them along with the band Bare Naked Ladies just a few months ago. They called that tour the Group Therapy Tour, and they sounded just as good as they did back in the late 90s. I am definitely looking forward to this new album featuring collaborations with Eric Paisley, Ed Sheeran, and Chris Stapleton, among others. Next up is the latest single from a local favorite of mine. Tyrone Wells brings his soulful voice to a new collection of songs just released on September 20th, 2019. If you haven't heard Tyrone's music before, I highly recommend checking him out. Let's take a listen to Gotta Get Up right here on the Summerhill Shuffle.
Curse my mama's name all over town. Take a cheap shot while I sleep. You can knock me to my knees, but you'll never ever keep me on the ground. Gotta get up, gotta keep on moving. Gotta get up, nothing keeping me down. Gotta get up, gotta keep on moving. Gotta get up. Chevrolet, but you're never ever gonna slow me down. You can lie right to my face, you can try to rest my case, but you'll never ever keep me on the ground. Gotta get up, gotta keep on moving. Gotta get up, nothing keeping me down. Gotta get up, I gotta keep on moving. Gotta get up.
I gotta get.
That's Tyrone Wells with Gotta Get Up from his latest album called Lift Me Up. Tyrone's voice has always been one of my favorites. It really has a deep soul to it, and his tone just cuts right through. Clocking in at just 2 minutes and 38 seconds, Gotta Get Up just blows right past. I love the gospel feel and hand clap rhythm. Tyrone has been making albums since the early 2000s. He has now released 9 studio albums, mostly on independent labels. His songs have been placed in 75 TV shows and movies, including American Idol, Grey's Anatomy, Odd Life of Timothy Green, Something Borrowed, Vampire Diaries, One Tree Hill, and Private Practice. I was fortunate to meet Tyrone through mutual connections at my church, and one of my friends, Melody, sings backing vocals on my absolute favorite song from Tyrone. If you get the chance, find his album called Snapshot and listen to the song Sea Breeze. You won't regret it. Tyrone plays locally here in Southern California quite a bit, but I think I've only seen him in concert one time. I have to fix that. He lives in LA with his wife and 3 daughters and is currently venturing out on the Lift Me Up tour. I look forward to catching him at the Music Box here in San Diego on November 21st. Well, I hope you enjoyed those 3 songs from my recent playlists. Now it's time to dive down for the deep cut. For the deep cut, I'm going to dig back into Trisha Yearwood's new album, Every Girl. For this song, Trisha joins up with her husband, Garth Brooks, for a fun duet. This is a little taste of What Gave Me Away. We'll be right back. Isn't that sweet? Trisha and Garth have been singing together since the early 90s. In fact, Trisha often sang backing vocals on many of Garth's early songs. They have been married since 2005. Garth just really admires Trisha and her career. He always refers to her as Miss Yearwood. Just a few years ago, they went on tour together and I had the opportunity to see them here in San Diego. What a great show that was. Miss Yearwood has also been successful outside of music. She has released 3 cookbooks that have each been listed on the New York Times bestseller list. And in 2012, she launched a cooking show on the Food Network called Trisha's Southern Kitchen that won a Daytime Emmy Award in 2013. Well, that's a wrap on the deep cut for this show. Next up is another round of our newest segment, The Summerhill Gang Goes Undercover. Time to introduce you to another cool band that creates some interesting covers of popular songs. I think you're really going to like this one. It's Jumpin'. Take a listen and see if you can place the song and the original artist. The song is I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. The original artist is U2. That song was a number one hit for the band as the second single from their seminal album Joshua Tree back in 1987. The band covering the song is Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. If you're not familiar with this band, you need to check them out. You can find them pretty easily on YouTube, and they have a ton of videos with various covers. Postmodern Jukebox is a rotating musical collective founded by arranger and pianist Scott Bradley. Since 2011, the collective has been reworking popular modern music into different vintage genres, especially early 20th century forms such as swing and jazz. Postmodern Jukebox has over 4 million subscribers on YouTube, and their videos have been watched over 1.2 billion times. On this cover of U2's hit, Postmodern Jukebox teamed up with vocalist Rogelio Douglas Jr. He's a tap dancer, singer, musician, and actor from New York. He had roles in the movies Whiplash and Straight Outta Compton. You have to see the video of his performance on this cover, full of incredible energy. It's a lot of fun to watch. Well, mission accomplished. Postmodern Jukebox is now in your sights. If you have a great cover band that you want me to check out, just let me know. They could be featured on a future podcast. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Summer Hill Shuffle. Thanks for joining me once again to listen to some great music. I hope you enjoyed the journey. Look for another episode coming soon. Until next time.
Summerhill Gang, pop culture goodness for your brain. We would love to hear from you. Visit our website at summerhillgang.com or send us an email at summerhillgang@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
It's over!
Hey there. If you want to check out more information, it's so good to hear new music from Chish. I never thought it would happen, but here we are after a long hiatus, and we're getting new music from Hootie. As I mentioned, Hootie and the Blowfish's debut album, Cracked Rear Viewer. You're listening to episode 9 of the 2019 season. Can you believe that it's fall already?